Hello, friends, and welcome to this special episode of the UU Bible Study Podcast on this Monday of Holy Week. For this special time of the liturgical year, Michelle and I are creating some extra episodes where we will be able to journey through the week following the betrayal, the trial, the crucifixion, the death, and the burial of Jesus of Nazareth. Today, on this Monday, we will be hearing our psalm for the day. And this psalm, as is always our ritual, will then lead us into a time of reflection and preparation, after which we will be hearing our gospel text for the day, which will be Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 52. We thank you for joining us on this special journey for the UU Bible Study Podcast.
And now I invite you to sit, reflect, breathe deeply as you hear the words of the psalm for Monday of Holy Week. This is Reverend Dr. Wilda C. Gaffney's translation. It is Psalm 22, 19 to 31. Saving God, be not far away. My strength hasten to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the clutch of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion, for on the horns of the wild oxen you have responded to me. I will tell of your name to my sisters and brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You have revere the fount of life. Praise her. All the offspring of Leah and Rachel, Bilhah and Zilpah, glorify her. Stand in awe of her, all of you of Rebekah's line. For she did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. She did not hide her face from me. And when I cried to her, she heard. On your account is my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will pay before those who revere her. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek her shall praise the mother of all. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the wellspring of life, and all the families of the nations shall worship before her. For sovereignty belongs to the She who is holy, and she rules over the nations. They consume and they bow down. All the fat ones of the earth before her, they bend their knees. All who go down to the dust and cannot save their soul. Later descendants will serve her. Future generations will be told about our God. They will go and proclaim her deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying that she has done it. And now, as per our ritual for our podcast, we invite you into a time of reflection. A bell will ring us into this time, and then a bell will bring us back, where we will hear the first part of the story of Holy Week.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 14, verses 32 through 52. They went to a place called Gethsemane, he and his disciples.
Sit here while I pray.
He took with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be distressed and agitated. And he said to them,
I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake.
And then going a little further, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, this hour might pass from him. He said,
Abba, Father, for you, all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want.
He came and found them sleeping and said to Peter,
Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time and said to them,
Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up. Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, The one who I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away. So when he came, he went up at once and said, Rabbi, and kissed him. And they laid hands on him and arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to them,
Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day, I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled.
All of them then deserted him and fled. And a certain young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him, but he left the linen cloth and ran off naked. Thus ends the reading.
My friend, what a great joy it has been to be with you on this day. Thank you for journeying with us through Holy Week. Thank you for your courage to sit with all that is painful, uncertain, and unknown. No matter what your theology, no matter where your life intersects with these stories and with these Psalms, we are glad you are here, because the diversity of theology in this podcast is an important reminder to us that our diversity as people should be held with expansive arms. See you soon.